This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. This podcast presented to you as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. Tuesdays, they say, are the most productive of the week. So let's, with that in mind, get started with a check of the news. Governor Katie Hobbs joined other politicians in calling for unity following the assassination attempt this weekend on former President Donald Trump. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Shutsky has more.
Hobbs says communities across the country are being torn apart by politics and called on Americans to unite over a common love for the country. The governor, who has been the victim of threats of violence herself, blamed incendiary political rhetoric for creating those divides.
It is terrible. We have to come together and we have to stop inflaming this kind of rhetoric, using this kind of rhetoric. People have to not look to violence to solve their political disagreements.
Hobbs stopped short of saying whether she regretted using that type of language herself in the past when she referred to political opponents as dangerous and extremist. Hobbs says she is happy that Trump is safe and expressed sympathy for others killed and injured during the shooting. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In the wake of that assassination attempt, Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema says that politicians of all affiliations should stop using dehumanizing rhetoric.
There are a number of people on the political left who have concerns about President Trump's political position. To frame it as an existential threat to the future of democracy is threatening democracy itself.
Sinema, a former Democrat, now an independent, says that the public should hold their leaders accountable for the way they disagree with other politicians. She says it's still possible to disagree in debate without violent language, and she, of course, is not running for re-election. In November, Arizona voters will decide whether to approve a broad measure that includes changes to how state law enforcement responds to everything from fentanyl sales to unauthorized border crossings. That comes after a state court ruled on Friday that the measure could be on the ballot. From the Fronteras Desk, Elisa Resnick reports on reactions from the border.
The measure would make crossing the border between ports of entry a state crime enforceable by state and local police. Rights groups have said that portion harkens back to SB 1070, the infamous state law that had local law enforcement carrying out immigration-related arrests. Jaime Chamberlain, a Nogales-based businessman and a board member of the Arizona-Mexico Commission, says SB 1070 also impacted cross-border business. He doesn't want that again.
This bill may give people a reason to not come here, to not be tourists here, to not have any investment here in our state, or to do any business here.
Chamberlain says he does support other parts of the measure, like stricter consequences on fentanyl distribution. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
45 years ago today, the largest radioactive spill in U.S. history happened on the Navajo Nation. As Gabriel Pietrazio reports, those most harmed are thinking about the risk that new uranium mining poses near the Grand Canyon.
Larry King worked at the Church Rock uranium mine.
We're still being exposed to radiation on a daily basis.
On July 16, 1979, a dam containing uranium tailings failed.
And I saw the huge break in the dam.
It dumped 1,100 tons of milling waste and 94 million gallons of wastewater in a New Mexico tributary that is part of the Rio Grande. But the mine reopened 5 months later. It was abandoned in 1982. And when King heard that the Pinyon Plain mine opened near the Grand Canyon, memories from Church Rock flooded back.
I do have deep concern, but also more concern about where the uranium ore is being trucked to, the White Mesa Mill.
The mine and mill are owned by Energy Fuels, and its president and CEO, Mark Chalmers, disagrees.
It's not a fair comparison, and certainly the world has learned a lot over the last 45 years.
The Church Rock spill is the third largest radioactive disaster to date after the Fukushima nuclear accident in Japan and the Soviet-era Chernobyl meltdown. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Intel is partnering with the state of Arizona to infuse new talent into the state's semiconductor industry workforce. The company says the industry is expected to add 115,000 jobs by 2030. And Christy Panbianchi, Intel's chief people officer, says new workforce pipelines are needed to meet that demand.
In an era where technology evolves at lightning speed, the demand for skilled workers has never been more pressing. And it's critical that we cultivate the next generation of talent.
The company and its officials joined the Governor Katie Hobbs on Monday to unveil a first-of-its-kind apprenticeship program funded by $4 million in federal COVID relief funds. Apprentices in the one-year program will be full-time Intel employees and also earn a certificate and college credits. A conservative plan to reshape the federal government under a future Trump administration could also factor into some state legislative races in Arizona. Here's Wayne Schutzke once again from our politics team.
Though it is focused on the federal government, Democrats running for office in Arizona say Project 2025 also has the potential to impact state legislative races, too. Democratic State Senator Priya Sundaresan said the 900-page plan developed by the Conservative Heritage Foundation focuses on reducing federal power and giving more authority to state governments.
And so now more than ever, we really need to make sure that our state legislatures are going to be able to fight back and affirmatively protect rights within our own states and in our state laws and our constitution.
Project 2025 calls to shutter government agencies like the Department of Education, install Trump loyalists throughout the federal government, and restrict access to abortion services. Trump said he has no knowledge of the plan, even though members of his past presidential administration helped author the document. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A Superior Court judge has rejected Governor Katie Hobbs' request to stay a decision in a dispute with Republicans in the state Senate. And also from our politics team, Cameron Sanchez explains.
Governors are required to nominate directors for state agencies who must go through Senate confirmation. But after the Senate rejected or simply didn't consider several of her nominees, Hobbs relabeled them as executive deputy directors to avoid Senate confirmation. The court deemed that violated Arizona law, and Hobbs attempted to appeal the decision. Her appeal was rejected, and on Monday, so was Hobbs' request for a stay.
We're moving forward to that hearing and looking at all of our legal options in regard to the ruling that was just made.
Judge Scott Blaney said in his ruling that the court hopes Hobbs and the Senate can come to a resolution before oral arguments scheduled for August 14th. Senate President Warren Peterson said in a statement that the Senate is communicating with Hobbs' counsel and they do hope to reach a resolution before oral arguments. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In other news today, the Chandler Care Center, based in the Chandler Unified School District, provides medical, dental, and other services not just to its students, but any uninsured child citywide. And as Jill Ryan reports, the Care Center received the two largest grants issued by the city so far in its budget cycle.
The city of Chandler allocated more than $2 million to local nonprofits through the recommendation of the city's Housing and Human Services Commission. The largest money shares went to Chandler Care and its direct partner, Dignity Health's Chandler Children's Dental Clinic. The center's director is Katie Kao.
Our medical and dental clinic are almost 100% funded by grants and donations and funding partnerships like we have with the city. There's only a very small portion of our facility, essentially, like the building space and technology that CUSD gives us in kind.
Kale says Dignity Health received more than $190,000 that will pay for about 1,600 dental appointments. More than $174,000 will fund the medical side of Chandler Care. It's expected to cover about 1,500 appointments. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
For its efforts to avoid euthanizing animals, Maricopa County Animal Care and Control has been recognized as a no-kill shelter for the seventh straight year. Christina Estes reports on how it got there.
Best Friends Animal Society is a nonprofit that's been working with shelters across the country for decades. It considers a shelter no-kill if its save rate is at least 90%. Kim Powell with Maricopa County Animal Care and Control says they save about 95% of animals.
We have a foster program that our fosters will take in dogs temporarily to help find them homes. Our rescue partners take in dogs who are either struggling behaviorally or medically. Because of them, they take in these dogs that we would unfortunately have to put down, and they take them in, give them a second chance.
Last year, rescue groups received nearly 1,700 animals from the county. The county was able to return nearly 2,000 lost pets, and more than 10,000 were adopted. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports baseball, the Diamondbacks' Torey Lovello will manage the National League squad in tonight's All-Star game in Arlington, Texas. Lovello gets the honor after Arizona's World Series appearance last season. He's chosen his own second baseman, Ketel Marte, to be the NL's leadoff hitter, and he is Arizona's only All-Star this season. Basketball, the Mercury try to stay over 500 and snap a two-game losing skid. They'll continue their road trip in Washington tonight against the Mystics, the last game before the WNBA's All-Star break. The game will be in Phoenix this weekend. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast. on this Tuesday, July the 16th. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a wonderful day, and we're back at you to do this again tomorrow.